From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The Atlantic Ocean, especially the North Atlantic, is peculiar. Every few decades, the average temperature of surface water there changes dramatically. Scientists want to know why, especially because these temperature shifts affect the weather. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on new research that suggests human activity is part of the cause.
Scientists originally thought that maybe some mysterious pattern in deep ocean currents creates this temperature seesaw, like an invisible hand stirring a giant bathtub. And that may be part of it, but here's a new idea. The cause isn't in the water, it's above it. It's a kind of air pollution called aerosols. Ben Booth at Britain's Met Office Hadley Center explains that aerosols create clouds.
The more aerosols you have, the more places there are for water vapor to condense.
They're like seeding clouds.
Yes, and so what aerosols do is they cool.
They cool the ocean because clouds reflect back sunlight into space before it can hit the ocean. Aerosols are fine particles, like soot or sulfur compounds, mostly from burning fuel. They seed a kind of cloud that's especially good at reflecting solar radiation back into space. Even on their own, without clouds, these aerosols are kind of like sunblock. Volcanoes create aerosols too, but air pollution appears to produce more, and they sweep across the Atlantic sky. Booth has calculated their effect on sea surface temperature swings.
If you combine the role of the volcanic activity and the human emissions of aerosols, we account for 76% of the total variation in sea surface temperature in our study.
That's huge.
Yes.
Booth and his colleagues aren't the first to propose that aerosols influence sea surface temperatures, but climate scientist Amato Evan at the University of Virginia says they've done the most thorough job to date of tracking and confirming those changes.
If they're right, human activity has a huge influence on just so many climate processes around the Atlantic Ocean.
Surface temperatures around the Atlantic influence the amount and timing of rainfall in West Africa and in the Amazon in South America, and whether there's drought there. They affect the number and strength of Atlantic hurricanes, if, as Evan says, they're right. Booth used computer models to analyze a very complicated process. The model's predictions didn't match all the changes people have actually observed in the Atlantic. Evan says scientists need more hard evidence to nail down exactly how aerosols affect oceans. But Evan says he's observed a similar process going on in the Indian Ocean.
The same type of release of pollution aerosols coming from the Indian subcontinent is actually changing the monsoon.
The monsoon is a pattern of rainy and dry weather in the Indian Ocean. The new research appears in the journal Nature. It could foretell a warmer Atlantic. Warmer because the aerosol pollution has apparently been cooling the Atlantic, but new pollution controls are reducing the amount of those aerosols. That's good for public health, but it also means the ocean loses its sunblock. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.